Now, keeping in mind these differentials and the particular features which we discussed, we are going to discuss talk about the scheme for the examination of patient with lentiginosis. So the entire mucocutaneous examination is very important because we have to describe that what is the basic lesion present and what we do with the distribution. So there will be hyperpigmented, well demarcated brown macules present either all over the face, including the other photoexposed areas like the dorsal aspect of the hands, so and so, whatever the patient is presenting with. Then we are going to examine the all of the mucosae, including the conjunctiva, nasal mucosa, oral mucosa, lips, the buccal mucosa, and take the permission for the examination of the genitalia. It is very important keeping in mind the differentials which we discussed, especially the Leopard syndrome. After that, we are also going to examine the thyroid gland because of the P10 hematoma syndrome kept in our differentials. Then examination of the ears for the hearing for Leopard syndrome. Examination palpation for the thyroid and the cervical lymph nodes to complete the examination of the face. Examination of the scalp was included as well. Then examination of the limbs, hands and feet, both the dorsal and the palmar and plantar aspect. Then examination of the nails to look for chylonychia. When we were examining the mucosa, it is important to look for the pallor as well, because in case of the Peutz-Jeghers syndrome, there may be iron deficiency anemia. When the feet or the hands are being examined, interdigital spaces should also be examined, by which we mean that the entire examination of the limbs should be done. Besides that, the flexures, trunk, abdomen should be examined. Then for relevant examination, for xeroderma pigmentosa, we are going to examine the examination of the, that is a neurological examination is important, check for rigidity, power, gait. For Leopard syndrome, as I mentioned earlier, that examination for the hearing, vision, auscultation of the chest for any arrhythmias, loud P2, examination of the pulse is important. Besides this, the examination of for the growth retardation, that is measurements of the length, is important. Abdominal palpation for tenderness, hepatosplenomegaly, ascites, and inguinal lymph nodes, keeping in mind the Peutz-Jeghers syndrome. Also, short stature, if present, should be mentioned in during the presentation, and any skeletal defects, if present, should be mentioned, keeping in mind the Leopard syndrome.